episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
That was very like coordinated.
Welcome back. That's how you drink cocktails.
Well, no, but I mean like from the ting, that was us cheersing, to the slurp, to the drink, to the it was very we're so in unison right now.
We're in bro sync right now.
Brosyncrasy?
Brosyncrasy?
What is that?
I'm bro-synchronized right now.
Bro-synchronized? Dude. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have my cereal, seeing everything, the time is going. I don't remember the rest, and then he goes, is it Friday, gotta get down on Friday, everybody's looking forward to the weekend, I don't know how they, gotta get down on Friday. Dude, listen to these lyrics, so just, I forgot about this song, and it just is like, 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. So that's the rhyme. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal.
Cereal.
Seeing everything, the time is going.
What do you think? Is bowl an innuendo for something else?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. So yeah, this is like it's like the most innocent song of all time, but she's just like crushing weed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have my bowl, gotta have my cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on. And on, everybody's Russian.
Not her, though.
Well, no, I think she's referring to, like, Russia.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, everybody's like, Russian. Like, I think she's talking about the government like stuff.
Everyone's Russian. I can't trust anyone around me.
Right, because of, like...
They're all double agents.
Kind of a Putin thing. I think it's a reference to Putin. So we do know she's
they're all sleeper cells.
Yeah, so I think we get from this already that she's a pothead. Mm-hmm. And she's like an anti-Russian conspiracy theorist. Yeah. So yeah. We got that. Okay. Then it says, gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends. That seems pretty straight up. I'm not getting anything innuendo-y there.
No.
Kicking in the front seat. Sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? Do you think that's kind of a political thing?
It's just like some sort of riddle. Because she's in the beginning, she's already in the seats.
Yeah.
She's kicking her feet up in the front seat. Kicking she's in the back seat. But now she doesn't know which seat she's supposed to take.
So that's, you know what that kind of...
Is she sitting down? Is she standing up? Is she having an out-of-body experience?
It could be the weed. But I also think there's a bit of a political thing there. Because she's going, am I right? Well, I'll spend a little time on the right. Spend a little time on the left. Where do I land?
I mean, look, dude, there's a reason I don't touch weed before like 7 p.m. anymore.
So she's having...
If you do those early morning ones, if it's like 7 in the morning and you're doing that, that's a whole nother ball game right there.
Right.
She could be in... She could very... I mean, who knows what's going on with her?
And this is early weed. So she started the day off high, and then she's, you know, torn with politics.
Now, I thought you were going to come at me with a potential song for us to sing at the start of every episode.
Well, I think this could... I just realized this. I mean, it's Friday every time we release our episodes.
This.
So I think that we could start singing this. I mean, like, maybe we can get a full band in here. Maybe we can get, like, an acoustic guitar at least and start ripping.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Have you seen, do you know about Saturdays Are for the Boys? There's these guys singing, these two guys from, like, Texas or some shit singing Saturdays Are for the Boys.
Oh, it's like a song? Saturdays for the Boys is a song? I thought it was like a frat thing.
There is it's definitely a frat thing. I mean, like, that's coming up on my Googling, my in-depth Googling right now. I'm a Google warrior, dude. I don't know about you. I don't need to know anything anymore because I can find everything I'd ever need to know out just on Google.
You know, I have a friend who told me this. They said you should stop Googling stuff that you know, but you can't remember because it's training your brain to not, like, focus on its memory. And so anytime you have a thought of like, what was that artist called again? Don't Google it. Sit on it. Let your brain like rewire. The problem with the Googling things you already know is that you're like deleting your memory in a lot of ways.
Really? You think I'm hurting my brain doing it?
So memory is like like there's memory games, there's memory training, and it keeps your mind sharp. So if you automatically...
What is this? This is what I want to do, but Saturdays Are for the Bros. 7, 8.
We suffer Monday through Friday. All we ask is for one day.
All we ask is for one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we need one.
We awaited all week long on Saturdays. We become strong. All these other days are boring, but we know our day is coming. We say, is it cheesy? Where is my Coke freezy? All these other days are easy, but we
look
know
at them.
Our day is peachy because, oh, I know that Saturdays are for the boys. One day free from all the women's ploys.
But they're not even singing to the music. They're completely off the music.
That's beside the point, oh. Evan. One day away from all the women's ploys.
Like, it's just these two absolute burnout guys being like, man, the ladies.
You know that they have, and these guys definitely have women just like,
just throwing their, themselves out. Backs, so he's like, dude, yo, ladies, just like, I'm really just trying to have a time with my friend. Can I
chaining them to the ground, dude? These guys are pinned to the ground by their women.
Are you a fan of the Coke Freezy?
I fucking love frozen Coke.
Oh my gosh. Like a, dude, like a Slurpee, basically. It's, yes, Coke Slurpees. Dude, it's out of control.
It's insane. It's one of the best drinks.
Yo, like and subscribe if you like Coke Slurpees. Yo, okay.
Smash that
Mic button, subscribe button. Guys, we want to get to a trillion followers, a trillion subscribers.
This is how I weed, you know, this is how I weed people out. There's people in the world who love Coke Freezies, and there's people in the world who've never even had one. Because if you've had one, you're going to love it.
It's you're gonna about, love it. If you like about, Coke, who doesn't like soda?
Exactly.
Coke, it's unbelievable. And then you make it slushy-y.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay, so we're drinking orange juice and vodka. It's called an orange vodka juice.
It's an original drink. We made it up.
And if you take, I used to do this. You take this exact drink and you put it in a blender. And then
He did this. This changed his life. He like legit, this was every time I saw him for like weeks, this is what he was on.
So you just take this drink, an orange vodka juice, and you just put it in a blender, and then it immediately becomes 10 times better.
An orange vodka juice.
An orange vodka juice, and not a sunshine. What a sunrise? Not a screwdriver.
It's not a screwdriver. It's an orange vodka juice.
And you put it in a blender, it immediately becomes 3 to 4 times better than it was
before. It does. It actually does.
So, take soda, put it in a blender with some ice. Think about
would that work, or would that just like explode? For some reason, soda in a blender doesn't work out.
You mean the fact that it would like foam up?
Something like that. It'd be like putting tinfoil in the microwave.
Right. That is true. You can't even open soda without it like going crazy.
Forks in the microwave, just metal ones. Throw them in there. See what happens.
Do you ever put something in the microwave that you don't know has a little bit of metal in it? Like a let's say a wrapping, like you put a burrito in and it was like from a place, but you don't realize that the inside of it is metal or something. And it's just like, bop, 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 bop. And you're like, no, it's like, I'm going to have to get a new one.
An amazing prank.
Got him. It's an epic prank. People love it.
If your friend did that. Speaking of epic pranks, Becca pranked us the other night. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. What happened? How did she get you guys?
She had these really nice, like ornate, sconces.
What's that?
They were plastic though. They're like the wall mounted little candle holder.
Candle holder things.
Yeah,
like from the 1800s.
This actually isn't a prank. It's not
from
a
like
prank
the 1800s
at all.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Before electricity. Except that this was ridiculous because these were always like these were kind of up and away. So I'd never interacted with them. The candle holders were plastic.
What do you mean by interact? What do you mean? Like
I never like I looked at them. I never touched them. Figured out the texture, the weight, the balance. I never engaged with the candles. Never knew that they were plastic. They were painted gold. They were like gold, like flaky gold. I thought they were like metal.
So was this your fault?
Not at all my fault.
It sounds like you lit it. That's why you're saying I never interacted with it. It sounds like you're starting to create.
This is not anyone's fault. I will begin with, I would never buy plastic candle holders.
You are a classic. It's not my fault, even though it is my fault.
No, because someone needs to point out, someone needs to have 20/20 vision.
But anyway, we were in the shower,
which is tight.
What were you guys doing in there?
Hanging out, you know?
Like just cleaning? Just like spring cleaning?
Yeah, we were just in the shower, hanging out, talking, vibing.
Because you guys have the shower that has two shower heads, so you could both shower separately.
There's just one shower.
Oh.
We just turn it on, just hang out. We have a chair in there.
Oh, because you sit down and just kind of
chill,
talk about whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we're having a good time. We have candles in there. We're hanging out. Kids are asleep. Becca had a lot of candles lit. And then all of a sudden, like, a smoke alarm just starts going off in the house. It's like, oh, it's got to be, like, all the fucking candles that are lit. But we're, like, serene, dude. We've been in the shower for a minute. Like,
chilling.
Just chilling, getting ready for Disneyland the next day for Rue's birthday. All this stuff's been getting, like, you know, we've had a lot on our plates. It's all kind of, like, just calming down. And it was, like, really, we were really relaxed. And I get out to, like, blow out these candles and, like, disengage the smoke alarm. And I go out into the house and it's just black smoke everywhere. And I literally see, like, 3.5-foot flames on the wall of the house. And the house is on fire, dude. And I was fucking butt naked and just, like, run to where the fire extinguisher was. Becca's like, you know, should I put water on it? And I was just like... for a second, I had to think about it. Because, like,
do I take a blanket and smash it?
A grease fire, you don't fucking throw water on it.
That'll triple it.
It's the last thing you want to do. It's why you have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen.
Right, right.
So, and I had got distracted for a second. So I was like, yeah, just fucking anything. Because ours was in the box. So I was like just ripping the box open because I couldn't get it out. Anyway, it was fine. There's no, like, real damage to the house.
Did you use the fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
Fire extinguisher?
For all of, like, half of 1 second. I was just like, poof.
And it just immediately gone.
Immediately.
Did it get, like, shit everywhere?
Yeah.
How do you clean it up? I've never
if you file through homeowner's insurance, or, like, you don't even need to have the homeowner's insurance, but we're going to file through it and get, like, the damages assessed.
No. I mean, on the fire extinguisher stuff.
There are cleaning crews specific to this, like, exact instance.
But can you just clean it up or no?
I mean, the thing is, like, that's not what's making the big mess. The smoke damage.
Sure, sure.
And ash being everywhere. Everything was littered in ash. It was fucking crazy. And it was, like, 10:30, 10:40. We were literally, like, going to bed. And then the house is just
burning
down around
us. Thank God you guys were in the shower. And you weren't, like, I don't know, kind of out of reach or something. You know what I mean? Like, thank God you were just right there.
And not, like, just, like, out back.
Backyard. And just kind of, like, maybe you're having dinner out in the backyard.
You
just
had them on.
Yeah, and you'll see your house. Jesus, you're just dude. Like, dude.
Anyway, that was exciting. That was exciting. We opened. I was like, dude, I was so caught up in it. I didn't even realize I was naked with, like, the front door open to the house and the front windows wide open because we were, like, trying to air the smoke out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we're, like, screaming and we're just, like, trying to, like, get everything out. I'm just butt ass naked. Doors, lights on, just, like, everything's wide open to the neighborhood. I mean, when your house is on fire, you can be naked. You know?
You don't. Yeah, no one's really concerned.
No one's concerned.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros. Listen, everyone knows that saving time is money, right? Well, if you've got a small business you're running, or you're running a new business you're trying to start, this is especially true. The last thing any small business owner needs is to be wasting even 1 second of their day. One way to save time is to cut out all of those trips to the post office and switch to using stamps.com.
With stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office ever again. You'll be able to do everything you would normally do at the post office right from your home computer, and we mean everything. You can skip the trip and the lines because you're going to be able to print official postage, compare shipping rates across different carriers, and you can even schedule pickups without ever leaving your house.
In case it wasn't clear, stamps.com saves you time, but that's not all. Stamps.com will also save you a whole lot of money. You'll get access to discounts you can't even get at the post office, like 40% off USPS shipping rates, 76% off UPS rates. All you need is your computer and a printer, and you are ready to get started.
Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code Chatty, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the mic at the top of the homepage, and type in Chatty. That's stamps.com, promo code Chatty. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Broads, when you feel great, everything seems to fall into line. And now, at the beginning of the year, this is the perfect time to make sure you are setting yourself up to have your best year yet. And with Everly Well's help, you'll be on track to be in peak health in no time. Everly Well's at-home lab tests give you physician-reviewed results and personalized insights so you can take action on your health and wellness all at an affordable and transparent cost.
Every single thing you could ever want to know about your health, you can find out with one of Everly Well's 30 tests. They have food sensitivity, metabolism, sleep and stress. There are a lot of different options to choose from. And all you have to do is pick the test, and then Everly Well will ship them straight to you with everything you need for a simple sample collection. And once you take the test, you can use the prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab for processing. And in just a matter of days, your physician reviewed results will be sent to your device. It's extremely simple.
Yes, and over a million people have trusted Everly Well so far, Becca and I included. Yep. The first test I took from Everly Well was a women's health test, and it gave me a lot of great insights about what was going on in my body. I've also taken the sleep and stress test recently, which was super helpful. I can't wait to figure out what test I'm going to take next. We're taking care of our health this year, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
And for listeners of the show, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/chatty. So that's everlywell.com/chatty for a 20% off discount on your at-home lab test. everlywell.com/chatty.
You know what's funny? I had a similar situation. Thanksgiving dinner. The whole family's in the house. Grandpa's sitting there. 40-year fire captain. Okay. Similar thing, over the fireplace, candles lit against the wall. Flames go up. Okay, so I'm sitting across from him, Grandpa.
What happened in this situation? Because in ours, the candles burned all the way down to the little nubs, and then they literally lit the they melted the plastic, and the whole thing collapsed.
I have no idea. I don't even remember.
Our fucking mantelpiece above the fireplace, and then just lit a little pile of whatever was down there on fire, and then just... That then lit the sconce above it on fire.
Got it.
And that was just all crawling up the wall. It was fucking insane. We were like minutes away from like a significant portion of our house.
Right, being gone.
Like legit lighting on, like structure lighting on fire. Not just like this decorative little thing.
Because the ceiling was...
paint boiling. Like if it had gotten under the paint. Do you remember? It would have been like...
Oh, bubbling. Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Really, it would have been a fucking totally different situation.
So mine didn't go as bad, but it went all the way up the wall, but it didn't get to the ceiling like yours. So I was sitting behind, I don't remember why it lit, but either whether the candle was too close or burned, I don't know what it is, but I just looked behind his head. So he's directly in front of me, behind his head, across all the way the room. I see the flame just go whoa up the wall, and I go, oh shit. And like, so I get up, right? And I'm like running. And as I'm doing this, you know, we're getting like the stuff we get, like, we don't have a fire extinguisher at my dad's house. Like, I don't know where it was, right? So I'm just kind of like, oh, whatever. And we're just kind of like hitting it with like a towel or something. And then it just kind of finally goes out. And I turn around. Every person is up. Like, oh, da, da, da. My grandpa had never turned around and is still eating. So just imagine there were flames on the wall. Okay. The whole wall's black. There's 15 people in the room going like, holy shit, what happened? And you... through the crowd, you just see the back of my grandpa's head, like, down, eating, and just, like, drinking.
He's like, all finally. Came back.
He's like, you think I give a shit about a little fire near your fireplace? Like, he literally didn't turn around. It was one of the funniest things ever.
It was, like, finally a peaceful moment for him and all things. He was like, everyone's gone.
Like, he could have lit the fire.
Dude, I literally... So, when I'm old... Well, hearing aids, basically. You can turn them off. Being around your family, and you can just turn them off...
The problem is if they know you have a hearing aid and you're not listening, then they're going to be like, we need to get him a new hearing aid. Let's check it out and come over here. Let's fix it.
Did you just be like, oh, it was an accident? I don't know. Like, it always switches off. Like, it's crazy. It's super crazy.
It's so wild.
And you're old, so they just forgive you. They're like, oh, yeah, I don't know. They're old. They're losing their minds. They can't ever figure out if their hearing aid's on or off. Like, they have no difference. And they just suddenly start to think about it like that instead of you just being like over them.
Dude. Little side note. So my buddy, this is super random. My buddy sells hearing aids for a living, like in like old, to old people.
Mm-hmm.
He said they come in for consultations. So they're like, he'll like work at a mall where like they sell hearing aids. And he said, dude, what we do is a free consultation. So we'll look in their ear, talk, you know, do a test. And then we'll tell them if they need hearing aids or not. He's like, dude, the things you see in these people's ears. He's like, you can't even believe it. He's like 30 years of wax.
Where it's just like, you're just like,
and like, no wonder why you couldn't hear, dude. Like, you got like animals in there and shit. You got like ecosystems.
That's so gross, dude. That just grossed me out so much. Like a little, I had like a mini, like a miniature gag.
How was Disneyland?
More fun than I thought it would be.
I like this. I like this. I like this.
More fun than I thought it would be. Well, be, you know, having, look, I'm not someone who enjoys going to Disneyland without a small child to make it magical for me.
Listen, before you say anything.
You like it?
I could not agree more.
Okay, good.
What you just said, because I thought we were going to have to get into it, because I was like, I guarantee you he's going to love Disneyland, and I'm going to have to come on in here and say, like, before I had a kid, I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand the whole 25.
You have a Minnie Mouse tattoo, bro.
Who do you think that's for?
Ember.
It was Ember's favorite thing for, like, 7 years of her, like, she's only six, but for a long time. She was just mini. So it was, like, my little, like, you know, Ember tattoo. But I was always that guy who was just, like, 24, and people are like, let's go to Disney. And I'm like, what?
That's how I am.
It's like you want to ride on children's rides as an adult? By yourself with no children accompanying you?
It's a red flag to me.
It's kind of a red flag.
It's a red flag. I was telling Becca, so like in Becca and I's world of, you know, are we going to, you know, this whole like the open thing or whatever?
Oh, sure.
Whatever. We just joke about it now as like having crushes on other, whatever. She was telling me she lost her crush on that, the dude basically like.
Really?
Yeah, not into it.
What happened?
I was just like, I was always teasing in the beginning of being like, well, yeah, you're welcome to, cause you'll just figure out like I'm the best.
Yeah.
But basically it was just like, there's a thing of like, there's the sweet spot. Like, and the whole reason this all started was we were both nostalgic about the sweet spot of having a crush on someone and not actually knowing anything about them.
Right, right. You got to
like, being it's, all it's excited.
The fantasy. It's the fantasy.
To spend time with them and this whole thing. But then when you actually find out about people, they you're just like, maybe suck. Not. And they, you know, yeah.
Or you just, yeah, it's like the fantasy's
almost
gone.
Everyone just disappointing.
Right.
So anyway, that's just what happened. But there was, I don't know who all listens to this, so I don't want to go into too much. But it was like through happenstance.
Whatever. You met someone.
I didn't meet somebody. They were just like, there's someone I spend significant time around, whatever. They're cute. And I was like, oh, like always had like, you know, like a workplace crush kind of a
thing. Like, just like a very kind of just off in the wind crush.
Yeah. And then I'd never really talked to them ever. Was just always like, yeah, like she's definitely cute. We were talking and someone's like, oh, you know, she's like, she's a big Grateful Dead fan. And I was like, what? And anyway, he called her over and it was like, oh, like she had like something. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, you like them, whatever. And then somehow Disneyland got brought up and she was like, oh, have you ever been? And she's like, you know, they have a really good deal right now of like, you can go to, for 3 days, you can go to the parks, like all this. And I was like, who the fuck wants to go to those parks?
Like, do you have a child? If not, what are you talking about?
3 days in a row. I was like, that's what a lot of Disneyland. Fuck. First off, that was like, what are you talking about in my mind? And she was like, oh, well, I don't need it. Like, I have it. I have like a, like the, like pass. The pass. And I was just like, oh, cool. And I was like,
you got crush over.
That ship has sailed. I was like, that's massive.
Well, let's get into how dope it is now, though.
Okay, now, so the first thing we did, we stopped at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Okay.
Where all the princess dresses are. And dude, taking her in there and being able to be like, look, like we told you what we were going to do here is like, we were going to go to the dress workshop.
Yeah.
Where all the princesses get all their dresses made. And if you want the real deal, this is where you go. All right. And this is not some imitation stuff. We're going to go get the real princess dress.
This is the real overpriced dress. Yeah.
Maker. Leia is very overpriced.
This is the real shit. But anyway,
Ruth was cool because they have tiers of dresses in there, which I appreciated. It was like, you could have the $250.
That's like really like nice.
Yeah. I mean, the thing has layers. It's poofed out. It's got volume. It's got, you know, there's a lot.
It's got depth.
There's things going on there. Yeah. And then you have just like the regular ass pajamas version of it.
Sure.
Ruth wanted like the pajamas Elsa version. We were like, cool, dude. Like, you could have literally, it's like, we'll go fucking crazy in here. We've been talking up for a long time. This is your birthday present. It's your princess dress.
And she wanted just like she wanted the basic one.
Dude, yeah. We pulled out like a Cinderella one that was like crushed velvet sleeves with like the thing like pumped up around
high
waist.
Like, what do you call it? Dude, like it handmade. Like
$200 dress. And we were like, do you want this one? And she's like, and she was like, no. She's like, I don't even, we're like, do you want to try it on? She's like, no. Like, doesn't even want to try it on. doesn't want to whatever. She's like, I want the $45 blue Elsa one. That's the tier that Ruth went for. Proud of her. Proud of her. In that moment, I was like, I'm fine with this.
Frugal.
Yeah, I was into it. She's like, she knows what she wants. She's sleeping in it right now.
And you looked at her, hey, those are the life lessons I'm trying to teach you.
Oh, I didn't even want to push it. I also didn't want to like spend too much time on it because I didn't want to make her self-conscious about her choice. Mm. She's like, be happy with your choice. Dude, it's a good choice. Very good choice. Sound choice.
You give her a handshake?
Yeah.
You say, get back out there, kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I'll carry you for a little bit. You don't even have to walk right now. Princess.
So whenever I'd go to Disneyland, like every once in a while, I'd be like, you know, why are we doing this? The lines are long. Why, we're also adults, you know, that whole thing. And then I don't know
because I haven't gone since I was an adult.
Oh, you haven't gone before, like since you were 18?
No.
Oh, okay. I had gone multiple times, kind of like, you know, whatever. And I always was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of brutal, you know? Dude, going with your 5, 4, 3, 6 year whatever is like, dude, I could go every day with Ember. Like, dude, it's the funnest thing. It was
way
ever.
More fun. We went on the rides, like the whole ride experience is like totally different because you're like getting engaged with it.
Dude, you're watching them light up.
Oh my gosh, dude, her face just like seeing things. Like any reference to the Disney stuff at all where it like is real and it's like this huge immersive world for them was like, this is sick when you're with them. And it was like, cool. But like for me, I don't know. I mean, my brother's someone like him and all his friends had annual passes. I just never understood that.
Me neither. I no hate, but I just don't get it. Maybe because I wasn't a Disney kid as growing up. I just never watched really Disney movies. And so it wasn't my thing. It was my parents' thing, I guess.
No, it's like being into like, it's like someone who plays video games every day, but they play just dramatically different video games. And like,
you're like, it's like people who go into the woods and like pretend they're fighting battles and shit.
Well, sort of.
Well, there's it's more slightly of a, different.
Look, there's
listen, he goes, you listen. Shut
there's
the fuck
more
up.
Of a there's some a practical aspects. There's skills being developed in that, Evan. This is just a little bit more than just passively intaking a bunch of
Disneyland's insane. You know, this is like, it's nothing like people who play Dragons and Wizards in the forest while people are eating lunch.
But you know what Disneyland does have? You know what Disneyland does have, which I will say, which I was surprised about, Evan. Is Disneyland,
don't say my name.
Disneyland is home to the best corn dog I've ever had.
Corn Dog Castle?
The Red Wagon corn dog thing or whatever. There's
Corn Dog Castle is in California Adventure.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. See, I've never been there.
You're absolutely right. I don't know what it
Disneyland
is.
Disneyland has the best corn dogs I've ever had.
They're unbelievable.
And did you get this? Do you ever have the special cheese dipping sauce? It's like a jalapeno nacho cheese dip.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And the mustard. It's
the
unbelievable.
The guy in front of me in line.
It's kind of crisp. You bite into it and it like cracks.
The You're guy like, in front of me shit. In line was like, have you been here before? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking to me for? Like in my head, I was like, no, I haven't been. Like, I was like alarmed. I was like, why would I have been in line for like, I was just sort of.
Wait, what?
There were so many things. I just walked up in line for the corn dog thing. Okay. And the guy in front of me just.
You the guy like, in front of you or the cashier?
The guy. Just the guy in front
in
of
line.
Me. He like looked up from his phone. He's like, hey, like you ever been here before? And I was like.
You're like, no.
No.
And what, like, and sort what, of what like, did he say?
No.
Oh, like pissed.
I was just sort of like, who, like, what, why are you, like, what is this? Like, we're in line for corn dogs at Disneyland. Why are you talking to me? It was like one of the, I'm sort of in those,
hey
in
guys,
those moments.
Guys,
that's
do me a
how
favor.
I am.
Don't run into Gray outside of
no, like,
anywhere because he might fucking bite your head off.
If you ask me for directions, that's a totally different thing. Being like,
just don't
you,
say hi to me.
Whatever. Kevin, okay. I was confused and it set me off a little bit.
You know, you're born, by the way, you know, you're born in LA. When someone making a friendly conversation
ew.
Annoys the fuck out of you. Any other place, like that's such a normal conversation. It's like, hey, how's it going? Everybody, oh no, cool. Hey, I'm fine with the kids. Yeah, have a good in LA. It's like, what is everything okay? Why are you talking to me? Are you trying to sell me something?
He was just like, oh, have you ever had one of these corn dogs before? Like, and I was like, he was asking in this way of like, he goes. You like what he goes, you've never been here, like you've never had one of these. And I was like, bro, like I don't equate Disneyland with corn dogs. I was like standing off, and he was this guy just suddenly started to explain to me. He goes, no, this is, you don't understand, like these are the best corn dogs. And I was like, what? And he's like, they've used like real corn batter. And I was like, this guy, someone help this guy.
You know what's hilarious? This
way. And anyway, I was like, kind of like, before you move on,
that is the most you thing I've ever heard in my life.
What?
If I could say I was in line and Gray was next to me and he maybe slightly overheard me talking to my wife about never being here.
Oh, and I was like, yeah.
That is the most you thing in the world to be like, well, you know, they actually make this with real corn batter and da 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 da.
And
I have
a
buddy who lives in Peru who makes corn batter for a living. So I know it's good. Like, that is the most
corn dogs.
So what you're trying to say is that you ran into yourself.
Sort of, except this guy, trust me, if this guy is me, then I should be in therapy.
Oh, that's hilarious. I like the idea of just, yeah, okay,
anyway. Best corn dog experience I think I've ever had in my entire life. He was completely right. And that's what I kept saying to Becca the whole time. I was trying to tell her. I was like really trying to like to explain. I was like,
yeah,
this is the best part of my day.
The corn dog.
It was surprising. Every time I go to Disneyland now, I'm going to have to get a corn dog. I'm going to look forward to it.
They're so good.
It used to be the turkey leg. Turkey leg was what I saw. Was what I tried to hunt down. I missed the turkey leg vendor today. I didn't see them anywhere. They must have been in Tomorrowland or something. I just have distinct memories as a kid. To me as a kid, that turkey leg was like an all-day meal. That thing was enormous.
It's like the fair, the huge. Like,
yeah, today it seems really reasonable.
We've grown.
As a kid, dude, it was like the size of my entire arm.
Right.
It's crazy.
So.
Corn dog was big though, dude. It was like.
Big, yeah, solid. What's cool too about Disneyland is that when your kid is little, how old is she?
Three.
What's actually really cool is that the difference between 3 and 6, there's a lot of rides she can't go on.
Mm-hmm.
And so each, like, we've been with Ember, first time we went with her, like, a little bit ago, and it's like, she couldn't get on, like, 10 of the rides. And then, like, the next time you go, she can then, so every time you go, those first couple years are epic, because, like, you're getting to so many, like, because once you're past, like, 7, you can go on every single ride, so it's, like, the same every time. But those first, like, 3-4 years of you going, it's, like, a new experience entirely each time. So, like, there's going to be a day when you get to go on,
Well, that's what the measuring stick at home will be for. Oh, yeah, like totally. When you're 42 inches, you get to go on Pirates of the Caribbean.
But like Indiana Jones is a big one because it's like, yeah, it's way scarier, it's way bigger. And so like the second they like clip that thing, it's like, oh boy,
Becca
here
was
we
telling
go.
Me the last time. So it's Becca, someone who Becca and her sister go, like her sister goes to Disneyland semi-frequently. For not living in LA, she goes a lot more than we do, her and her friends. And Becca's gone. Anyway, we were sitting on the Disneyland train. And I was like, have you ever ridden this? Like, I don't think I've ever ridden on the Disneyland train. And she was like, yeah, last time I was on this, like me and my mom had just got off Indiana Jones. We were pregnant with Ruth and the ride was a lot bumpier than we expected. And they said they sat on the whole train ride in silence, thinking that they had like jostled her pregnancy way too much. I was like, oh,
Ruth seems okay though. Seems
awkward like she train survived. Ride. She seems fine.
Yeah.
She's fine. Dude, her experience on the Toontown roller coaster. That was lit because we were like, it's okay to scream. Like, this is going to be a really fast ride. Do you want to do that? You know, like Haunted Mansion was a little intense for her. Roger Rabbit's thing was, she was like, I definitely don't want to get back on that ride. And I don't blame her. I don't know why Roger Rabbit's thing is even still happening. It's just another Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, like how creepy it is and weird.
Yeah, it's just super like, and then it gets extremely loud with like all these explosions at the end of it, which is like not suited for adults or children.
Back we were in like the 50s, they weren't ears. As sensitive to
dude, I don't get it. And then, anyway, this was like, I was like, it's okay to scream. Just hold on to the bar. The moment we started going fast, hands up in the air, and Ruth was screaming like a banshee, being like, ah! But like
a good scream,
cackling, like having so. And that was, I was sitting next to her and I was just dying. That was a big highlight. Was like, she's like, that ride? She's like, that ride, that's a ride. She's like, that ride. She's
like, hell of a ride.
Talking about it. Yeah. She was like, those other rides. She's like, yeah, not so much. That shit.
Dude.
So she's going to be in a theme park, like amusement park.
Girl. I love that. Ember was similar. Like,
girl.
Couldn't scare her. She was just lit. Like, remember we took her on some big rides and it was just like, hey, dude, this is not going to go well. And she's just like, yeah, like loving every minute of it. No fear.
I'm looking forward to Space Mountain, the Matterhorn.
Took her on to all those and she just lost her mind.
Yeah. See, I'm excited about that. Haunted Mansion. She was really funny because she was like, it was very spooky in the beginning. Very spooky. She goes, but then I just realized they're all just kind of happy people dancing and having a big party. And I was like, yeah,
that's true.
Like, it's really good. That's a good perspective.
She's not comprehending death. So she's just like, oh, it's fun little jumpy
I needed
jumpy
some
people.
Of that in the corn dog line of like, this dude's not a spooky, creepy guy. He just is really he's excited about his corn dogs. Yeah,
he's just me.
I just didn't realize how right he was.
Right.
But it's a phenomenal experience. Anyone who hasn't had the corn dogs at Disneyland, I am endorsing them.
Phenomenal. Wow, Clayton's wearing off on you.
They are beautiful Mr. both inside and out. <That's>
phenomenal. Like, it's funny. Phenomenal. So, Jess isn't watching right now, obviously.
Dude, why? And it's the best season in a long time.
So they're not watching right now. And I have it on my phone in the house. And she's not even listening, but she just is like kind of listening. And within a 3-minute phase, it just she hears phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. She was phenomenal. Like he hit us with 5 phenomenals in 10 minutes.
He says she's beautiful both inside and out in this
which is another classic line.
I love that he said it.
Cuz he always looks at him and be like, "Wow, you're absolutely gorgeous tonight." And it was and about cuts to ITMs and he's like, beautiful inside and out.
It was about the pilot girl, and that's what he said, that she's Rachel. She's really showing me that she's beautiful both inside.
Well, right before that, he goes, "Can you do anything that's not hot?"
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he was saying. Like, I heard it a little. No, different. He was like, he goes, "Does everything you is everything? You
Are we
do
going
hot?
Straight into this right now? Are we doing it? I mean, dude, this is."
We're getting into some. This episode changes the game.
What are some of your favorite movies? Because this episode is up there with those. This is like a Da Vinci Code of an episode. This is a speed 2 of an episode.
You know what's
episode.
Epic about that? It's like this guy goes, "Give me some of the best movies you've ever seen," and this he hits us with a Da Vinci Code.
This is a deep
fucking Da Vinci Code.
Are you ready for this one?
All the
this
great movies.
This is a Deep Blue Sea of an episode.
Oh,
that's actually a good movie.
Is it?
I don't know.
I haven't like seen it.
Shark Attack's a great way. If you like the idea of Jaws in a sinking cruise liner,
Jeepers Creepers 3 type of movie.
Oh, what's the one where they had Tremors?
Tremors
or the 8-legged Freaks.
See, I like Jeepers Creepers.
PG-13 scary
movies.
The
first Jeepers Creepers was really good to me.
Dude, Tremors was fucking awesome.
Tremors was really good, too. Okay, so let's get into this episode.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so good. Well,
first of all,
we have to bring her back, dude. Bane is just on a tear.
Who was Bane again? Was Bane Cassidy?
Yeah, I guess Bane was Cassidy. Fuck. But anyway, she keeps... You'll like this. My notes keeps correcting Shanae's name to Shankar.
What's Shankar?
Well, I don't know, but Shankar I've read a fantasy series where the Shankar are this like sort of like they're their version of like orcs and orcai, where they're the sort of like magically bred creature that just like feasts on human flesh. They're like the scourge of the earth, and they're like, there's all these bad things like happening, like human to human, like all the politics and negative things, but like everyone hates the Shankar. And it just keeps correcting Shanae to Shankar. I don't know why, but every time I read it like that, I'm like, it's just bad. It's bad, dude. It's just bad. They smell like death. You can smell them from a really far away. The Shankar. It just like keeps coming in on that.
I keep trying to come up with a voice for her, like
Shanae.
But it's
so good. I think it's so appropriate that it keeps correcting her to like this thing. But we need to come up with a good villain because we've lost our Bane. So who is she really the equivalent of?
Listen, I think what we thought was Bane
was wrong.
Was wrong. She's Bane.
It was an impersonator.
It was an impersonator. You know how the Joker has all the fake Jokers?
Mm-hmm.
She was a fake Bane, the real Bane. Dude, I've never seen anything like it.
You know what she's doing to us? No, you know who she is and what she's doing. The guy with the crazy goatee from Batman Begins.
I don't remember. I know that I remember that movie, but I don't think I remember that guy.
What? Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul is not from Batman Begins.
Ra's al Ghul from
Batman Begins. I was thinking of movie, Batman
no,
Forever.
No, yeah, you're and thinking of like, Batman what? Forever.
Team oh, yeah, Ra's yeah. al Ghul. Wait, the Taken guy.
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Ra's al Ghul.
She's Ra's al Ghuling right now because, which I like as a verb, because in Batman Begins, Ra's al Ghul plays like the person who finds Batman,
right?
Invites him to the temple and has like some guy impersonating Ra's al Ghul, and really like Ra's al Ghul is side to side with Batman, and he's like bowing to the impersonator of himself, and Batman doesn't put it together to like way later when Ra's al Ghul has his daughter honeypotting Batman to find out that his real identity is actually Bruce Wayne.
Bro, it's back to back.
Wait, I'm trying to talk to you about this.
First of all, you were telling me that like no one likes the Shankar, okay? Then you're going into Ra's al Ghul and the relationship between his daughter and Batman.
Life is so much more exciting when you can draw like these. These are the parallels that I draw in my brain.
Let's get back to the...
This is how I look at things. This is how I understand the world.
And then this guy goes, hey, anyone who goes to Disneyland's an idiot. Meanwhile, this guy's talking about the stench of a person that doesn't exist.
Listen.
These guys, hey, the Shankar reeks. You can smell him from a mile away.
Yeah, they can. Okay, they do. They do. Okay.
Oh, I love it. Okay, but here's what I want to start with. First of all, we're 4 episodes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe it's just 4.
So it's 4 episodes. 3 of the 4 episodes, we've seen the other women like for 10 minutes total. No.
Yeah, none. Zilch. Shanae, 0 of the other women.
Cassidy into Shanae have found a way to literally hog up 95% of the screen time.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Even up until the last group date, the football players who won, it became about Shanae. Like, dude, I just don't understand how she's this good at it. Like, she looked like she was going to be really bad at it.
Well, and this is where I have to tip my hat, because I was sort of undervaluing her... bringing to the table. 100%. And right now it's like, it's undeniable. It's masterful. The way she's playing everybody is just utterly masterful. And you know what? I have to give props. So I have some notes on here, because I was just like, this episode was just taking me by storm.
Unbelievable.
But one of the big things I have to give props on was Shanae's interception during the football game. Shanae's got hands, dude.
That was a good interception.
I don't know if you noticed that. It was moving. It was away from her body. And that wasn't like she just did the body block and cradled it. She snatched that thing right out of the air and brought it in and got laid out. Spun around onto the ground and just held that. I was like, she definitely grew up playing catch with somebody.
Yeah.
And Shanae was like on it. And it was interesting that like, I think it's interesting that as the villain, she came with like the skill set to actually compete against the other girls, like Marlena.
Bro,
that was
her true self came out. She was like screaming, like, it's time to fucking go.
She's like, I'm gonna see some blood, like, she's gonna see some guts. This is like, I'm not gonna leave anything out, dude. Her when she got that first running play,
it was like watching someone.
It was like watching actual football, dude. The way she just ran,
took off, well, and she, no one could even.
I
come
mean,
up.
She's a she was. Did you look up what she did? She was a sprinter. Oh, in the Olympics, God. He was a sprint. When you see the way
she was running
so
fast, her upper body was being left behind by her legs.
That's what I'm talking about. The speed that you see is
like her legs were ahead of her body. She was running so fast,
so tight.
Okay, let's go to the beginning though.
Yeah,
because we had the fight, the Elizabeth and Shanae being brought out by Clayton.
Oh, yeah.
Fight.
Okay, so do you have notes on this? Because I have a statement on this. Which
let's
just
get into
okay.
It.
So it's weird to me. I have zero idea why no one brought up the two-faced statements being like, or like the origin of the beef to begin with, which was simply that Elizabeth was making headway when Shanae wasn't, and in response Shanae threw Elizabeth under the bus. No one started there. No one just like laid that out for Clayton of like, hey, if you want to understand like the series of events, let's just backtrack, not go into a he said she said, let's just look at this happened, then this happened, then this happened.
Yeah.
And instead they started on the shrimp debacle, which to me was like, why? Because the shrimp, there was already tension, an enormous amount of tension between the two of them before the shrimp incident occurred. The great shrimp incident.
The great, well, Shrimpgate.
Yeah, Shrimpgate.
But here's the thing, though. Clayton brought Elizabeth and Shanae together to deal with this.
Oh, my God. And right?
No, but what I'm saying is, Shanae has nothing to say. All she can literally say is that she made shrimp, and then Elizabeth also made shrimp, and she didn't like the reaction to her shrimp. Like, there's no evidence of her being in trouble. Like you said, the only evidence is that Elizabeth was doing better and made Shanae feel insecure about it. And Shanae can't say that. So the only thing she can say is the shrimp. And then, so we're all sitting here.
You think that's all she can say, dude.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, that's when Clayton goes, what's the problem? And then all she can say is, like, she's just bad vibes to me. And then here's an example. Because when Elizabeth goes, well, can you give me an example of, like, what I did to bully you? And she goes, well, I know it's crazy, but she made shrimp. And then I made shrimp and no one thanked me for it. Like, it's like, my thing is, the second she said it, I thought, oh, I mean, she's gone now. I mean, this is the most humiliating shit in the world. That's what I thought, too. How is she going to make it out of this?
But then here's what ended up happening. Then here's what happened. And this is what I was trying to get at last episode, is when does someone who claims that, like, when someone is pissing you off so bad that you just lose all fucking decorum, which is what happened to Elizabeth, then you start to fulfill this, like, Shanae is playing the, like, I'm getting bully card. So the more she makes herself a victim and the more she makes Elizabeth basically like fill that slot of the bully, the more it's true. And so like Elizabeth in that argument didn't take one high road. She just like fought Shanae on like the way that Shanae would, where she was like cutting her off, being like way more aggressive than Shanae was, and being like, oh, really? Like, really? Like, is this whatever? And then turning to Clayton and being like, does this sound like bullying to you? Like, does this sound like bullying to you? Or it's like, that's all the kind of behavior where, like, that is, like, so melodramatic and, like, little kid shit to me. And you see Shanae just being, like playing the victim through it, where it's like, yes, Clayton got up and walked out of it. The way that, and then, like, everything turned on to, like, what we expect. But the way that Shanae's handling herself in front of Clayton is exactly, like, she's making Elizabeth look so bad by just letting, by basically like knowing that she's under Elizabeth's skin, and she doesn't really need to do much to set Elizabeth on fire in those situations.
It's so funny. I felt the exact opposite.
Really?
Elizabeth never popped off. She never yelled. She never accused of anything. She literally was just like, I don't know what's like, why are you saying this? Like, what have I done to make you feel this way? Give me an example. And then at the end, she never flew off while Genevieve was losing her mind, while everyone was screaming at her. She never said a word. And then even when she got let go, she just said, I hope you find what you're looking for. What else can you do?
I know that, but in the moment,
if someone's falsely accusing you with no evidence and you can't have evidence to not do it, how, like, what are you supposed to do? What's the high road in that place? Like, I feel like she took the high road. She literally didn't say a word. And all she did was like saying, I mean, I don't, are you, are well, we talking about, she said, are we talking about shrimp right
so
now?
I was having Becca watch that section with me. And what I was like, kind of curious, like what her take on was, she was saying like, why isn't anyone bringing up like time with Clayton? Why is no one talking about like the relationship with Clayton?
No, of course. No, it's not that
it's
at all.
It's just all about like,
it's just them two.
Yeah. And he just got up and left and they don't even seem to notice. They're just like still going at each other. Anyway, I'm just glad producers made him keep Shanae. I'm super happy about that.
Dude, I mean, what was crazy to me is like, so let's just put ourselves in this situation. Okay? We're sitting with someone. We're sitting with a woman and she goes, and there's beefing constantly, keeps bringing up this girl, right? First of all, usually bringing up someone else gets you gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Usually.
So. So she brings up Elizabeth every single time they're together. Okay? Then they finally have the meeting. Then imagine we're in this position. Then the girl goes,
you're expecting bullying.
Well, no, just imagine she goes, she's bullying me. She's two-faced. She's this, this, and this. And then the other girl goes, well, what's an example of that? And then the girl you're kind of like vibing on goes, well, she made shrimp the other day. And then I made shrimp. And then no one said anything about the shrimp I made. Though that statement alone is the most insane shit I've ever heard. Like, the second I heard that, I'd be like, oh, I totally understand. Thank you for coming by. That's absolutely insane, especially if the other woman's acting super mature, in my opinion, was just like, wait, what? Are we talking about shrimp right now? What are you talking about?
You're missing a major aspect of this.
But she's saying everyone I'm bullying, but then there's no evidence of bullying.
Everyone knows that socially offering a platter of shrimp. girls understand. This is why, this is like clearly.
I love the idea of him going, what? And he looks at Elizabeth and goes,
I can't even.
I can't even look at you right now.
I need to take my mic off and take a break.
Because I'm done for the week. He's gone. He goes, Did I hear this right? You didn't return. You didn't say thank you for the shrimp.
He's like in sweats.
He's like, I'm sick.
Okay. He comes back. I think I've heard all I need to hear about this. I've heard it all.
So imagine
I know. I know everything that's going on. Cancel the cocktail party.
Elizabeth,
we're going straight into roses.
We're not. We're just gonna. Elizabeth, grab your items. You're gone.
You're gone.
So then this woman goes, shrimp. And he goes, you can tell he's just like, what, dude? Are you serious? Like, how is he not seeing how insane it is? So then he sends Elizabeth home, right? Shockwaves. Shockwaves around the world.
Okay. That was beautiful.
So, but then here's what I realized. He has dick brain.
Completely.
He's hot for her like crazy.
Yeah.
And his brain is just a penis now. It's been replaced by a penis.
He's got, yes, he has ball brain.
He has dick brain. Dude, inside of his brain has been replaced with just a penis.
Cock and balls just sitting there. His entire head.
His whole brain is a dick now.
Let me ask you this.
He's just literally, when he sees her, he gets horny. And then that's it. So she's wooed him enough to where he's just like addicted to her. And it's over now. Like, if she can destroy a major leader like Elizabeth with the most baseless, empty, petty excuse as, well, I made shrimp and no one said thank you. Then, dude, how is she going to lose?
Well, how does no one pick up on this? Because that's what the girls were really pissed at. What's her face in the beginning? Because she didn't want to build the dollhouse or entertain the children at all.
I'm not here for them. These children have nothing to do with me. Okay. Last time I checked, are not my children. Last time I checked, Hillary Duff is here. And you are all building children's forts. We're in the Hollywood Hills. You have the choice between H. Duff and some random 8-year-olds. I'm going to mount you in the pool.
Mm-hmm. And that worked. See, that worked. That's what Clayton's into. That's what he responds to. And they all saw it. And now they're all seeing it again. Shanae can be as insane as she wants to be. As like,
because she's got a dick brain.
Just like she can be inconsistent. She can say whatever she wants. As long as she hoojoos the shit out of him, wraps her legs around him, touches his upper thigh, kisses him, the man's happy. The man's content. He's a big like bear man with a dick for a brain.
Simple desires.
You know what I did like? I liked him with his best friend.
Yes, that was really nice.
I did like him, but sweet. I do want to take a moment because his best friend was cracking me up because he's someone who gets really excited and then he talks like this.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros once more. I will try most everything. If it's in the name of health and wellness, I'll try to try it. So when I heard about this new super supplement called Kratom by Super Speciosa, I was very intrigued. There were rumors flying around that this magic supplement had the ability to energize all day long and then calm you down at the end of the day. I obviously had to give it a try and see for myself, and the results are in, broads, for myself. Kratom is working.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and assume that, like us, you aren't all that familiar with Kratom. Let's do a quick rundown of the benefits. First and foremost, you're going to feel so energized all day long. Forget your morning or afternoon coffees, Jess. You won't need them.
No more.
And there isn't a crash. Second, you're going to have sharp focus. And finally, you'll be able to unwind and relax better at the end of the day, and you will sleep so good.
So good. Super Speciosa is not kidding around when it comes to their Kratom either. Made with only pure Kratom leaf, rigorously tested for purity and certified by third-party labs, Super Speciosa Kratom is literally the best. And now that I've incorporated it into my day, it helps me feel like simultaneously awake and relaxed and focused all at once. It's been really helping me avoid gallons of coffee and other stimulants that give me anxiety.
Go to getsuperleaf.com/chatty and use promo code chatty for 20% off your entire order. That's getsuperleaf.com/chatty, promo code chatty for 20% off. One more time, that's getsuperleaf.com, promo code chatty for 20% off today.
But... Try. Sorry. That was a little
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. He's just trying to do a little orange vod juice.
Oh, it's gone now. Okay. So we got Elizabeth goes home, shockwaves throughout the world, like literally in other countries, they were talking about it. It replaced the pandemic. And it was just, there was a headline news. So I honestly, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could believe it, but I also couldn't believe it.
I could not believe that.
My whole thing was like,
I was so happy that someone else was happened.
Yeah, I thought someone else was going
to
go home.
I didn't want them both to go home though. Cause that was the thing. No. I was thinking about it because I was like, Clayton has to be insane not to send them both home. And then I was like, wait, do not send both of them home. Send just Elizabeth home.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, keep my angel savior, the goddess of this entire season.
The psycho savior.
I want her to stay on as many episodes as she possibly can. It's going to be a horrible show once she leaves.
The psycho savior. I love it. Well, dude, all signs point to like, she can do no wrong.
I think he likes it. I think he likes the craziness.
I think he likes how she makes him feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's addicted to that feeling. Mm-hmm. I think he feels like, I get real randy when I'm around you, and it's like rocking my world right now, and I don't want to say
we're
going to
see that through. Yeah, we're going to see that through.
And it's weird. She's able to kind of just sit in the fact that everybody hates her, and she doesn't let that beat her down.
It gives her strength, dude.
So then they do the football, right? And Sierra tackles her multiple times. Like, they're kind of beefing, right?
Dude, nothing compares to Marlena's.
Marlena's tackle too was nasty.
Just, she got whiplashed from that one. Teddy was making tackles.
Yeah.
Teddy had more tackles than anyone else.
Four or five tackles, something like that.
Dude, that was like, that came out of nowhere for me. And that made me that made me see Teddy as a front runner more so again.
Like, Teddy, I think Teddy's one of those, like, she's a little quieter now. And like, because of all the Shanae drama, they're really capitalizing that. But like, I do think that Teddy will be like top three.
Yeah.
Like she's just, you can just see it's always working. So then that whole thing happened. Before that though, do you remember when Sierra and Genevieve were talking shit on Shanae?
And she was listening.
No, my favorite thing was how fake that scenario was, because first of all, they're talking in the room about her, right? And then perfectly laying on the bed.
Producers happen to find her.
No, with all her clothes on over the covers, just in like this. And then they hear her, she hears them talking, and she was like this. And the camera's right there. Like, it's like, dude, like.
And she gets all excited. Like and goes and listens to the wall. Like,
it's like, it was perfectly shot. She's on the bed by herself with no like warning of why. And then she just wakes up like this.
I'll say that didn't occur to me until you pointed it out. Like I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Like, yeah.
Who's videoing everyone sleeping the whole time?
I wanted to believe it.
And she just goes, what is that sound? And then perfectly capturing her experience as she rises from her slumber and hears gossip.
You know how she spun
to set
that
up an entire narrative.
Do you realize how she spun that though? What she turned that into?
Genius. No, I thought that was going to be the end of her, and she spun it. So let's not go there yet, because that's the grand finale of grand finales.
That was good.
So let's not go there yet.
No,
because that was the Joker in Batman. If we want to go, like, that was art. It was pure art, what she did.
It was Ra's al Ghul.
First of all, Ra's al Ghul died.
Ra's al Ghul never dies, bro. He always comes back.
But he actually died. His physical body died.
They never found his body.
Okay.
They didn't, dude. Even watch the cartoons. The cartoons are canon. There's no... They never find his body.
Canon. Okay, so...
Just saying, dude.
So...
You want to talk about Gotham City? Let's talk about Gotham City.
You want to get into it?
We're talking about Ra's al Ghul dying, dude. No one's ever confirmed Ra's al Ghul's death.
Okay, so maybe that's the future of Shanae. So they do the football
Bruce
thing.
Bruce Wayne was pretty sure he killed Ra's al Ghul when he crushed his entire temple on fire over his head.
That's true.
And then he showed up to his fundraiser and did the same exact thing to Bruce Lee. He said, you set my house on fire, collapsed on my head.
I don't remember Bruce Lee being in the series,
though.
I'm
going to ruin your party, Bruce Wayne Lee.
Bruce Lee Wayne?
Bruce Lee Wayne. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to set your cocktail party on fire. You must set your little fundraiser on fire. That's what he did. And that's what he did. And collapsed the roof on his head.
Man, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I just need to give you some perspective.
You're like the guy in the. You're like the guy in line with the cornbread.
Like what?
Yeah, this is some of the best. This is pure cornbread made corn dogs. Listen, you're gonna love the way you look.
You like cinema? You like cinema? You like plot development and plot twists? Batman Begins.
So good. Okay. So then the football thing happens, right? And then we got Rachel's date. Maybe it was before. I don't know. Oh, I forgot to bring this kind of like side thing up. I thought it was so funny when they were like,
takes place before the football game.
Okay, so let's go back for a second. I do love like when they're like, we're going to go on a worldwide adventure for love. And our first place, Houston, Texas. And you're like,
I have that as a
what,
note, dude?
Like, Houston, Texas? Like, not even Austin, because it's kind of like, it's a more famous place. We're going to go to another suburb of a local place. It's like, what?
One question I brought up, too, is they show like a quick little clip of a private plane. I don't think they're flying private, dude.
No. You know what's another thing?
I think they just showed that to make us think that they're flying. They're not, definitely not. And when they said that their flight leaves in an hour, I don't think their flight was leaving an hour. I think they're just like, yeah, we're just going to make you guys go crazy for a little bit. There's no fucking way your flight leaves in an hour.
I guarantee this as well.
And you're getting out of that house. So it's like, that's insane.
Insane. I guarantee this as well. Worldwide means multiple cities in America.
Yeah, because that's the world.
Ready? Mexico.
Bing.
And Hawaii.
Bing. Bong.
And they're going to be like worldwide. Like they're not going to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to Peru. Mm-mm. Like that shit ain't happening, dude. I just love it's a worldwide first stop,
dude. This show,
one state away,
does the tightest budget
ever.
It's insane. They did literally. They're like one. Like look at the dates so far. The dates have been trash. Run around Los Angeles naked. Here's some fucking horses to ride
and eat horses and ribs
and find some random family on the side of the road who can barbecue.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I heard it's fucked up. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That family is actually like a real barbecue, kind of like major, like really highly respected in the barbecue world in Houston.
And they didn't promote them at all?
And they blurred out all of their business names. So there was a time when it was on the back of his hat. It was somewhere else. They blurred him out. And so there was all this online chatter of people going like,
why?
Hey, well, we were grateful to be a part of the show. Kind of fucked up that they did us dirty, but whatever.
Why'd they do that?
I know. But apparently this family's like,
well, that would epic. Make a lot more sense. Why in the fuck would The Bachelor not show it on there? Why even have them on there?
I know. Let's talk about the Rachel Clayton connection. Thoughts?
I was really happy that when things got serious for Rachel, she dropped the whole gimmick.
What gimmick?
The cutesy little.
Oh,
like,
that was when she was insecure about
it. Well, and then she talked about her boyfriend being like her previous boyfriend being like extremely unsupportive. And that was something where I was like, for real though, that's a legit concern, especially like when he was saying too, acknowledging like what she does, the amount of hours that go into being able to teach someone how to fly a plane or even fucking a plane, let alone a helicopter, is wild.
Mm.
There's one of my friends does pilot stuff. He's been flying planes for like years, and he was saying like he's not even remotely interested in trying to get his pilot's license because of the amount of hours that it takes just to get your license. I can't imagine what it takes to get accredited as an instructor.
It's crazy. My buddy just finished 2 weeks ago. He just posted again, and I was like, dude, congrats! And he had been posting like flying lessons and like flying stuff for years. Like, because you finally got it.
It's so hard to get that many hours.
Brutal.
So it was interesting that like,
so she's a badass. I mean, she's a badass.
She's a total badass. But I thought like when Clayton was leading up to his little curveball with her.
Oh, the like, how are you single?
I thought for sure he was going to address like sort of this, like, you have this badass job. Yeah. What's with this like attitude? Sort of a thing to me. I don't know. He didn't.
Oh,
that was thinking like I was trying to give. I was really hoping that's what I was going to see come out, but that's not.
Could you imagine? You're such a badass. Why were you being a little drama queen the other day? Like, he's just the biggest asshole in the world.
That'd be so sick,
dude. They have like one of the hotter makeouts I've ever seen in the show.
Like, she's when they make try out, hard though, dude.
When they make out real. She's dude.
Try hard though.
You feel like she time. Turns it on old much,
dude? When she was like, when they were like her, the whole the way she postures with him and the way that she like, she's in the mode right now where she's laughing at every single joke that he I does, see, but yeah. a little bit too hard. Like it was just like very transparent to me of the like, you're just doing whatever it takes to get him to like you because you want him to like you, but it's like, are you really even seeing this person? But that's why what anyway, I was just sort of so like my guard was up through that entire pro, like aspect of their date. And then when they got into the one-on-one and she dropped it, I was like, I saw all that collapse and saw like the person I've been wanting to see from her. And I was like, yeah, I enjoy it. And then I enjoyed the later part of their date. But that was like something I was picking up on where I was like, this girl is fake. Like, if we're talking through, like, who's fake in this, I was like, everything I'm seeing up to her dinner with him, I was like, dude, everything is just, like, a try-hard effort there. Like, a lot of effort. Too much effort. Whereas, like, when we talk about him with Teddy, I'm like, it's effortless. We talk about with the girl who did the running date in Los Angeles. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, effortless.
I was saying it was boring, chill. But you were pointing out, you were like, they was extremely chill and effortless and smooth and easy. And everything was just like genuine in this way. And everything up to the dinner in Rachel's date was so disingenuous to me.
Interesting.
That I just like, anyway, that's, I was happy it turned around because I wanted her, I selected her as a top candidate early on.
Right, we all did. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I
yeah.
wanted that. I wanted her to go. I wanted her that to correct itself because I didn't want to hate my own top picks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think for me it's not that bad. But I mean, I could definitely understand there's a performative vibe. I think she does probably put on.
For me, that's as bad as it gets, dude.
Really? So for
worse
me,
worse than Shanae.
Really?
I don't like that.
No, I get it. It's a style, but I also kind of feel like she's probably just trying to overstate the fact that she's just like a really sweet person. That's the vibe I get. I get the fact that she's like really, really sweet and really nice and really just cute and like, and maybe fluffs it up a little bit because she's got this like badass job that's like probably very intimidating to people. So my thing is, I bet she's just turned it up to 100, but she's really like, if she chilled out a little bit, she's like an 80%, but she still is that kind of like sweet voice and kind of attitude. That's the vibe I get. It's like, I think she's just turning it up a bit. I don't think, but I think everyone does in, maybe not every single person, but in general, people always turn it up a little bit. There was like, hey, Clayton, how are you? But that's not how they are to anybody. Or like a guy's like, you are an absolute god, in my opinion, and I worship. It's like, that's also a turn up. So I just think she's just turning up the sweetness a little bit, but she's actually kind of one of those people, dude, that's super sweet.
This is where like I just keep laughing. I'm like, what on earth would I be like on this show?
Right. Yeah, you would literally just be like, oh, I made more shrimp.
If one of the girls, if someone hug jumped me and I didn't know them extremely well or whatever, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
And they're like, you're on a TV
dodge.
Show.
Dodge. I would just dodge, duck and roll. Oh, they just God. Fall out of the way.
You're insane.
I forget. I don't know.
Okay, can I make a really small side, very specific, very niche comment?
I would love that.
And I don't know what it was, but when it hit, when this scene hit, I just started like dying laughing inside because I was like, nothing could be more of a perfect description of Clayton. They're at dinner, him and Rachel, right? She's talking about her ex-boyfriend and kind of the things. And he's like, how are you single? Blah, blah. And there's a scene where she picks up her wine glass and it's champagne. She drinks champagne. And then he picks up his glass and it's red wine. And I don't know why this like tickled me so much, but I thought to myself, in any other scene, they both have champagne. In any two other people on any other show, it's two people having champagne together because champagne's fucking amazing. And two people sitting there with a bottle of champagne is lit. But you know, he goes, well, I don't like champagne. You have any red wine?
That's where I vibe on Clayton, though. That's where I vibe. Was just
like, nothing could be more dick brain.
I don't
nothing
like can champagne. Be more base. I don't like it.
What did you just say?
I don't like champagne, dude. I'm in there. I'm a dick brain with Clayton. I'm on the dick brain bus.
You don't like champagne, dude?
I don't like it. It's too sweet. I don't like it.
Wow. Well, this is a major, like, this is a major problem. Champagne is lit, dude. Champagne's fun. Champagne's like awesome. You don't drink champagne every night, but like champagne's when you're at dinner and you're celebrating something, you rock a champagne. It's fucking awesome.
What kind of major problem are we talking about though? Like, we're gonna stop recording this. Are we gonna stop Chatty Bros because I don't like champagne?
We're done.
That's it.
This. Thank you. Hey, it's been really fun, but we're done because of the champagne.
Over champagne?
So like, but no, but my thing, my okay, but it's even more, okay, it's even
we're talking
more,
about champagne.
We're talking about champagne. But here's my thing though.
Going back to the strip, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off on this. No. Did you go back to the strip? Did you catch Clayton referring to that? Where he goes, we're going to try to resolve the situation here. We're talking about shrimp.
Yeah, we're talking about shrimp. But my thing is less about the champagne. I need to get back into this because I need to finish this. It's less about the champagne as in that he doesn't like champagne or that he doesn't choose champagne. No problem.
That he didn't match her?
Yes. It's like, dude, it's like he's the guy on New Year's Eve that goes, that everyone in the fucking room has a champagne flute, and he has a wine glass. And you're like, red dude, wine. Just fucking get some champagne. Like, it's just not a it's amount. About a cheers. It's about a, hey, thanks for doing this. See, couple sips and then get your red wine.
For traditional stuff like that, like toasts, weddings.
You got to do champagne. Yeah,
always do the champagne. If I have the choice at a meal where someone's like, what do you want? And they were like, I'd be like, oh, you have champagne? Good for you. I'll have the...
whatever. Anything yeah, whatever. Else. I get it. It's not about that. It's about the fact that there's a shot of him then grabbing his mm-hmm. glass of red wine to do cheers. And I'm like, bro, get the fucking champagne. Dude, well, like, I don't know why that just made me laugh. Because like, he's the kind of guy that just goes, oh, I don't like champagne.
What's your overall take on him, though?
My overall take on him is that he doesn't operate in the subtleties. So I think he's a really nice guy. I think he's sweet. I think he has good intention. I just don't think he operates in subtleties because anyone with any degree of subtlety would know that when someone tells you that they're beefing over shrimp, you'd just be like, yeah. Absolutely. This is insane. You're dramatic. Like, I can't handle this. You're drama. Like, you're toxic. I can tell. You gotta go. So the fact that he's just like, Elizabeth goes home, and then at the end of the night when she steals the show, he just first of all, can we talk about this real quick? Because this is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
She sabotaged after two women separately talked to Clayton about her. She walks in with a hot dress, ruins the group date night, sabotages him, gets him to apologize for asking her about it, then gets him to pick her up, put her on a bar, and make out with her during someone else's date night.
That's what I'm talking about. Interrupt someone's date. I mean, we're
talking
date.
Top, like, level fucking 10 genius power MVP move of the century.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul.
She's coming through, dude. She's like, oh, it's that was so genius.
He goes, yeah, I'm really sorry about having to ask you about this tonight. After having two other women say, like, she's bad. She must have his number. Just like, he must just be so like hot for her that he's like, he can't even see.
What I appreciate is that she understands that there are no rules. Everyone seems to assume that there's like things you can and cannot do. And she's like, nope. Like, I've seen the show and I'm going to do whatever I want.
You could not be more right.
It's so tight.
It's almost like watching someone realize that life is like the Matrix. She's bending the bullets like Neo. Because she literally just decides and ruins and like decides nothing applies to her. And then it works in her favor. It's like, she's bending the bullets.
Yeah. Except she'd be like she'd be like Agent Smith or something where she's dodging them or like she's just a baddie, you know, because like, well, maybe, you know, to the agents, Neo was a bad guy.
No, but what I'm saying is like,
I know, but I just wanted to be a bad guy. Like,
oh, yeah, I was going to say, because I'm like, Neo the better example, and I don't know why you're fighting against example.
I'm definitely not fighting against it.
Neo realized at some point, wait, the rules don't apply, and then it would work. I was going
to say that she's like living in like, she's having Ra's like a waking...
Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul.
She's having a waking dream moment where she's like realizing, like, she's like, oh, wait, I'm actually dreaming and I can fly.
Right.
She's spreading her wings, dude. She's like, it doesn't matter that I lost the football game. I'm going to go correct the situation right now. And okay, and then this is something I put a note on there is in Shanae's crazy brain, she's like, what I need to figure out is how to address the shit that they are talking about me. And I was like, leading up to that, I was like, this psychopath thinks that they're actually talking about her. I don't put money on that any of those girls are even bringing. I think they're all so happy that she's not around. They're not even going to bring it up. I couldn't have been more wrong. Mm. Couldn't have been more wrong. And then when she comes in with the line that what she overheard, what she heard through the wall in that scene was that they were going to organize a 14-girl effort to all badmouth Shanae to kick her out of the house. And she just turned that bullying card from 10 to 11, dude. 11. An amp ratage that exists, that doesn't exist on most amps.
That exists not in this world.
Not in this world, dude. But in Shanae's world, the amps go to 11. And she turned it up to there. And it was so genius because she's following up. Like, it suddenly clicked in Clayton's brain of like, that is what's going on. Why else would these two other girls unprovoked bring Shanae up? It tracks.
Mm.
The math tracks in his brain.
But here's where I don't get this. And I don't know what you're like about this, but like, I'm a big fan of like, if I was dating a girl and all my friends met her and said they didn't like her.
Yeah.
She's gone.
None of his friends have met her.
No, but she's gone, in my opinion. So the reverse angle of this is if I'm dating 20 women.
And you like a handful of them.
Every single girl hates this one. I'm like, she's probably toxic. You know what I mean? Like, you know how hard it is to get 20 people to hate you? Not yeah. two or three. To get every person in the house to hate you? It means like, hey, if I've ever watched the show, it means that person's a bad person.
Almost so every experience I've not, had in life, that's sort of been the case.
So like, how do you not like realize that like, this probably person's a bad person if 20 people hate him? So it's a little bit like, he's just not getting, like, it's the dick brain. He's got Ra's al Ghul dick brain. He's got Ra's al Ghul's penis in his head.
He's getting, dude, Ra's al Ghul is just like puppeteering him. Like, he's just a little puppet in Ra's al Ghul's puppet play. And he doesn't
My penis even, is inside of your head. Dance for me, Clayton. Mr. Wayne, my penis is inside of you. The best games, Mr. Wayne, are the ones we don't even realize we're playing.
I feel like that's a real quote.
It's an original. It's villainous, to say the least. It's villainous, Mr. Wayne. It's villainous, Clayton. Come back here. I'm going to mount you up and make you forget everything I've done. Use your muscles and lift me on this bar table, Clayton. I will walk into this room, ruin this date, and you will apologize for asking me about it. I never talk conspiracy, Clayton. I only talk facts. And these are the facts.
Well, dude, it's a fucking... It's getting litty.
It's getting extremely lit. Dude.
And the fact that she's at the pinnacle right now, like, she's beat everyone. Nothing can,
No. She's like, I want her for governor. I'm like, she can't go anywhere from the show, dude. No one can touch her on the show. I don't want her to go. I want her to stay on week after week. You know she's getting the rose.
Right.
I've never been like this. I've never actually been this excited for any of the seasons we've been recapping. I have to say.
It's really good right now.
I love it. I love how much everyone hates her. My biggest note, dude, every episode, my biggest note is just simply, I can't wait for the women tell all. I literally cannot wait. Oh,
dude,
wait.
I was thinking the same thing. It's going to be lit.
Wait for the women tell all.
Because once the Shanae thing happens, it's going to be like, bro, there's going to be.
It's going to be.
And then all the clips about her, like when she's like, I'm winning. And then,
oh my God. That's after, what I'm saying.
After she mounted Clayton, she says, I got him.
Oh, it worked. Like, she says all that stuff.
She's always like, oh, I won.
She's like, my performance in there? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I was crying the whole time.
Oh, my. Dude.
It's going to be amazing.
She's like, I didn't even mean to cry. It just started happening. Like,
yeah. I'm such a good actress. It's crazy. I'm method acting at this point.
I love it.
Dude, I wanted to give a shout out to that barbecue company.
Oh, big time. Okay.
Blood Bros in Houston. If ABC won't hook you up,
we will.
We will. Plug something.
Blood Bros in Houston. Dude, those ribs looked fire, to say the least.
dude, they were dipping him with like this green kind of
reaction. Like Clay sauce. Looks like he knows his way around rib rack too,
dude.
That boy looks like he likes to eat.
I mean, he's
a big guy.
Big guy, but dude, Blood Bros,
Blood,
you guys are amazing. It looked amazing, Houston. Man.
Look them up if you're in the area. Yeah.
Or not.
If you're not, look them up anyway. Look them up
anyway. Give them love.
Hey, give some hits to their website. Just refresh it a bunch of times.
Yes.
Click around on there. And then, like, you know, if you ever think about going to Houston, at least you know about Blood Brothers Barbecue. Save it as a
favorite.
Yeah. Should we open up one of these boxes?
Yeah, let's do a quick.
We're already we got to chip away. We got a dozen. We got to do it. We got to start chipping away at them.
Okay. Or we can just. Oh, yeah, let's do it. All right, cool.
One each. Just toss me one. You open one. Plug something, baby. Let's do this. You guys have been giving us a lot of love for Plug Something, I have to say.
All right, so guys. Check this one out. Here we go. I'm going to put it in my camera here.
Yeah.
Original art.
That's like a dungeon. Let me see this. I
feel like you should open this one.
Okay. Yeah.
This one's got like
so epic levels. Epic
drawing of this of has like dungeony shit.
20-sided die on it. Those are important in most fantasy roleplay tabletop games. This is super
like Grayson vibes.
You have this sick psychedelic wizard with mushrooms growing out of his wizard cap. Having his finger just blast some gold meta like light beam. Down onto this undead skeleton.
And it goes from one side to another, too. So that's
smiting
epic.
Him. And then I can't tell what this is, but I'm going to assume it looks like either it's a phone or it could be like a pipe with some sort of like mysterious psychedelic moon rocks dropping out of it.
Awesome.
It's extremely sick.
Keep the box in good condition because I feel like we could.
In mint conditions, we can resell it.
Yeah.
Okay. Love the note incorporations. Chatty Bros, big fan of the show. My wife loves Chatty Broads, but I'm all about the bros. What's up?
What's up?
I'm an even bigger fan of the idea of y'all getting into playing Dungeons & Dragons. Gray, LARPing as a goblin is my spirit animal. The episode when you two started out as Vikings was just further proof that you should be rolling dice. I thought you might enjoy these double-use coaster and dungeon tile sets I make as a part of my nerdy small business, oh Epic Levels.
Oh, my God.
Yes, bro.
Nothing could be more dead on.
See this. These are dice-rolling tiles, I believe. Which is important because you need to keep the dice contained so they don't go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yo. Oh, no. These are coasters. Just themed coasters. Here, open them up.
Okay. We got two of the same. Oh,
Epic Levels is a D&D nerdcore hip-hop duo. Shut the front door, bro. We have to load this up. Wow. Okay, while you're opening it, I'm going to load this up. We rap about Dungeons & Dragons, and we also host a podcast where we improv-style create playable one-page dungeons with guests from the role-playing game community. It's a lot of fun. I then draw maps and give them away for free on the internet. Epic Levels on Spotify for the music, Apple's Levels, Epic Levels Mad Dungeon on everything for the podcast. Epic _ Levels for the IG. And EpicLevelsRapGods.com for the posters and other swag. Thanks for maybe putting your drinks on these things. Can't wait to hear about the adventures.
Hell yeah, I'm doing it right now. Look at these cool things.
Bro. Dude, yeah, okay, so those are map. That's the tabletop map.
Okay.
So each square is a position your player can occupy. This is extremely cool, dude.
Very cool.
I love that.
Description was so wild.
That was a serious ride right there. That was quite the roller coaster.
That was an absolute roller coaster of a description. You know that
we have to find their rap.
All right, here we go. And here's mine.
Open that shit.
All right. Okay, no letter, so we're going to have to just kind of figure this out as we go. All right, so it looks like we got some dry body oil. Oh my
God. Okay, you're going to do it with this in the background.
A little dry body oil, Hume Supernatural. Do you know what body oil is?
That looks nice. It's for sex.
Oh my God.
It's like a Beastie Boys vibe.
Is this my kind of activity? Will this encounter gain me XP?
I have an idea.
Go.
They should do our Chetty Bros intro music.
Oh, wow. That's a fantastic. Look at them.
They should do it.
Yeah, we should zoom in.
What's their names? Epic Levels. Can you do? We want it's this kind of vibe. We want Beastie Boys, 90s style, like Chatty Bros. Like, dude,
welcome
that would
to
be
the Chatty Bros.
Yeah, it goes Chatty Bros. Something like that. Sick, dude. If it's possible. If you could do our Chatty Bros theme song, like a minute long, and then we'll cut it down, that would be fire. Like, rap about the show. I just have some stuff in there. Have, like, a hook.
Yo, it's Chatty Bros, and the broads ain't here. Grayston and Evan, and we like cheap beer. It's Chatty Bros!
Dude, that's the line right there. That's sick. Dude, anyway, I love this idea. If you guys want to do it, I would fucking love it. That'd be amazing.
That'd be so tight.
Anyway, we got some dry body oil here. It says goodbye to...
Dry body oil?
Yeah, good... Dry body oil. It says goodbye to lotion. Oh. Hello, pure skin joy.
Oh, so your body's dry, then you need the oil. I was thinking of like dry oil. I was like, I want my oil wet.
I want to be slipping it. Ooh.
Yeah, dude, let me get
honestly,
some of that.
Honestly, like really, you're holding out, that dude. Smells
I'm
like
dry.
Amazing.
I've been in the sun all day walking
that
around
smells
Anaheim.
Amazing.
Wow, that spray action, though.
It's very intense.
That's one of the better pump sprays. I like
dude,
this technique.
This is
I'm picking this up from you. What's this backhand rub?
You like this that I was doing?
Is that how you do that?
I don't
exactly.
know.
You
I just started
away from
it,
you,
yeah,
the bottom
you don't
of your
want
hands.
It on the palms. So this is deodorant.
Yo, this smells like Hume Hawaii.
That's what I'm saying. I'm loving that smell. It's kind of like...
That smells like Hawaii, dude. It kind of smells like tanning oil. That's why. This is what like...
I love that smell.
This is what I imagine like...
Look, we got a bunch of deodorants. Anyway, this is aluminum-free, baking soda-free. Oh, this is awesome.
It smells sexy, plant. Dude.
You know what's so funny?
Like a teenager would be like, this is what like getting ready to have sex smells like.
This smells like you're making out with a girl on the beach. This
yeah,
is that
dude,
smell.
This is like tropical fantasies.
Honestly, we should keep this here. And so this will just be our little, like, we spray it on each other. And then we just kind of go like, hey.
Feel
like,
good about ourselves.
Feel really good about ourselves. This, yeah. this Doesn't this, you're absolutely right. The first thing I smelled was like.
Sex.
This is sex.
Yeah.
Sunscreen sex.
Yeah. It's good.
It's really good.
Okay.
After rain. Look at all these awesome ones, man. Thank you guys for sending Hume Supernatural. This is awesome. Big fan.
I like the matte feeling, the texture on these too. Yeah. These smell
good.
Oh,
yeah. These
too.
Are really nice designs.
Now, this is interesting. I've never seen this on something baking soda free.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I didn't know baking soda was bad for us. Aluminum free. I know aluminum. I don't want
that's
aluminum on my body.
This one feels kind of like a just a, like a really nice classic standard vibes. Is this sexy beach again?
They're all kind of like this one doesn't smell like sex. This one smells like
ooh, this is the deodorant version of the sex one.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. You said this one smells like sex because that's the first thing
this
I saw.
This one smells like a surf trip to me.
Well, thank you guys for the gifts and or not the gifts, but the business plugs. I
yeah,
guess.
Did we plug them?
We loved them. We got gifts now, but we love you guys so much. We will see you next week.
Evans, you're
dude, I swear to God.
You're holding, immediately going to I'm grab just, the gift that he like, wants.
I'm just like smelling it raw. I'm like so into it.
No, it quite literally, I mean like, dude, like.
It quite literally, it has actually.
It smells like
on
it.
On the side, for reals, like if you spend enough time sniffing this thing, it's got like actual sex smells.
It's crazy, dude. It's like.
We're both like, yo, we got to go because we're going to get like wound
I'm
up
going
over
home.
Here.
I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going home.
Get out of here, dude.
I'm going to go light my house on fire again.
Woo. Anyway, we love you guys. The season is ripping and rolling. And
it
we
is
will
ripping
see
and
you.
Dipping. If you have been sleeping on it, I would just check out some of the highlights from just the Sinead debacle. Just Sinead's highlights are going to be worth it for you to get involved. And this would be a great time to start watching because shit is everyone's getting unhinged.
Yes, 100%.
It's really good.
Dude, epic levels for reals. Do our...
Oh, it'd be so tight, you guys.
Chitty bros. Dude, let's go.
Yo, what's up? And my name is Grayston. No, not an MC, but on the Razor, I'm racing. I got my guest right next to me. It's E-V-A-N.
A.M.B. Rose. Ivana Rose.
I got my guest next to me.
I got my
E-V-E-N-A, bro.
Whatever. I'm taking the lead. I'm calling it. You know what I did right there? I power played like Sinead did. I took the lead there. You weren't going for... Do you have some freestyle flows? Do you have some flows?
No.
As my friend says, are you feeling wet? Do you have flow?
Get out of here.
Do you have flow?
I love
you
guys.
Are you feeling the drip, dude? I'm just...
Are you dripping?
Something's on my tongue.
Dude, this thing's making me drip. This human... Bye, guys. Chat soon.